Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Melissa Price Smith sworn into office Friday as the new St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. She'll serve the remainder of Wesley Bell's term. She joins me now on KMOX. Good morning, and thank you for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Megan. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk first about your priorities for this office. So what's your leadership style? You know, how will you approach your work there?
Well, thanks for that question. First, I want to tell you, I'm a lifelong prosecutor. I'm not a politician. My goal is to hold violent offenders accountable, give victims a voice, and help victims find justice, get out of the community, and gain their trust. I will tell you, I am in an office with some absolutely incredible prosecutors, victim advocates, support staff, and investigators. We are all so eager to start this new chapter and work closely in partnership with law enforcement. I intend to make this office even stronger. We put a violent crime, a violent crime unit in place this past Friday. We are currently developing a strong homicide team. We are going to make our office more efficient and stronger. I grew up in St. Louis County. I raised my kids here. I want my kids to want to stay here and raise their kids here. And in order to make that happen, we need a safer St. Louis County. And, for everybody, for people to raise families and for people to visit.
Tell us more about that violent crime unit. Who's in it and what's their role?
This is a unit that was developed about 2 years ago, and then it was suspended due to staffing and resources. We put it in place. A goal of mine has been to get the violent crime unit up and running again as quickly as possible. It was put in place again on Friday. It is run by a veteran prosecutor, Pat Monahan, in conjunction with Ben Clues, who created it. They are going to work directly with police to be available on call to review and issue charges of violent crimes immediately. Another one of their goals is to focus on these violent offenders who actually are repeat offenders. The goal is to get them and keep them off the street and to handle their cases as quickly as possible.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, your background, the types of cases that you have prosecuted, to give our listeners a sense of the types of cases you typically handle.
Sure. I have grown up in this office. I have been in this particular office, the St. Louis County Prosecutor's Office, for about 17 years. I have worked in almost every area of the office, from misdemeanors to property damage, burglaries, robberies, homicides. The last several years, I have been on the sexual assault and child abuse team, and then the assistant supervisor and then supervisor of that unit. So I've grown up in the office. I know every area of this office. And to be quite honest, I love the office. And I'm a career prosecutor. I want this office to be as strong as possible. And I believe, based upon my experience of knowing every area of the office, that I'm the best person for this job because I know the office and I can come in. I know where the weaknesses are, where the strengths are, and I have the ability to come in and with a new vision because I have experience here, like I said, in nearly every area.
It's interesting. One of your first comments was that you're not a politician. You are a prosecutor. You got pulled into the politics of it all, though. Give us some maybe of your final thoughts about the fight over who had the power to appoint you and how you move forward from that.
Okay, yeah, as we all know, it's been crazy. I don't think any of us had any idea that it was going to be such a circus. Like I said, yes, I'm a prosecutor. I'm not a politician. I truly believe in this office. There's no room for politics or drama. I believe that Governor Parson had the power to appoint all along. I Dr. Page, in his appeals, was trying to protect his appointing authority. I don't believe he was trying to reject me personally. During this time, when it was, when the state court reviewed it, then it went to the Court of Appeals, I put my trust in the legal process. I've made a career of trusting the legal process. I'm grateful to the courts that they expedited this ruling so we can get to work. It's been a crazy couple months, though, as we all know.
I'm curious, did you have any aspirations to get that top job in the office before Mr. Bell decided to run for Senate?
Megan, I have never had any aspirations to be in any kind of public office. I am a career prosecutor. I truly believe being a prosecutor is my calling. I am inspired every day by working with victims, helping them through their storm, getting them through the judicial system, giving them a voice. I never had aspirations for public office or anything political. When Wesley Bell won the primary and we realized that he was going to be leaving the office, it was purely out of my love for the office and its need for leadership that I stepped up. And I don't do this alone. I do this with the support of my colleagues who I cannot emphasize enough, their excitement and motivation. The excitement and motivation in the office right now is incredible. And we are all working closely together, and we are all going to make this happen together. It is such a great and talented group, from prosecutors to advocates to investigators and working closely with law enforcement. I'm excited to work together.
You're listening to Melissa Price Smith, the new St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. You know you're going to be asked now if you plan on running when this term is up in 2027.
Absolutely, and I do intend on running. And although I am a prosecutor, not a politician, which I can't emphasize enough, obviously I know that running for office is politics. But I plan on running, and I plan on winning that seat based upon my performance as a prosecutor. So absolutely, that's part of the plan. I want to keep this strong office. I want to start on day one, and I want to keep this strong office going for years.
One of your first actions in your new role, you dismissed the case against County Clerk Diane Valenti. Can you give us a sense of what new information came to light that led to your decision?
Yes, Megan, thank you for asking that. As you said, I dismissed this case on Friday. I reviewed all of the evidence. Diane Valenti was never given the opportunity to be interviewed by police before the charges were issued. In the vast majority of our cases, a suspect is always given the opportunity to be interviewed by police, by law enforcement. She was not given that opportunity. So she was invited to do that this past Friday. I know she went to the police department. She was interviewed. She answered all questions, and she provided documents. I reviewed all of that evidence, and I reviewed the evidence that our office already had. There was absolutely no evidence of intent to defraud or commit any kind of forgery, and there was no intent of deception. So based upon the review of all the evidence, she did not break the law and the case was dismissed. Megan, we have hundreds of cases currently under review. We have thousands of pending cases. That's what needs our attention. We need to move on from this and focus on the cases that need our attention.
So beyond that, a lot of people are wondering about the status of the petition that was filed by your predecessor to remove Councilman Dennis Hancock from the county council, which is related to the case against Diane Valenti. What happens there?
That is currently a pending matter in the office, so there's not a lot I can comment on. However, I will say to you, it is being reviewed closely, and there's no space for politics in the prosecutor's office. I'll leave it at that.
You told the county council last month that someone working on behalf of County Executive Sam Page had called you twice in October to see if you had dirt on a council candidate. At this point, are you able to say who that is?
No, I'm not able to do that. Yes, and they did ask me that. I would have preferred if that question had not been asked publicly, but I will tell you my goal in this office is to always be completely transparent, whether it's good or bad news. And when they asked me that question, I told them the truth. That's what's important. And in spite of all that, I think it's very, very important that Dr. Page and I are able to move forward and work well together with St. Louis County as the focus. Not politics, not drama, but it's important that we work well together. And that is my focus and my goal, and I would expect it as his as well.
Do you believe that he directed that call to you?
Absolutely.
Have you had a conversation with him at this point?
I have not had a conversation with him. He appeared at my swearing in, and I greeted him very briefly. It was very crowded. The swearing was about to start, but I did greet him and say good morning, and I look forward to working with him, but we have not had any further conversation since then.
Let's get into a little bit, before we let you go, I want to get into a little bit of your background, a fun article that St. Louis Magazine did on you and your twin sister, Teresa Bohmkamp. She is also a prosecutor. This is something that I think adds more to your story. You were both Team Fredbird cheerleaders, and you danced with Siegfried and Roy in Las Vegas. Tell us a little bit about that.
Normal path to law school, just like everyone else. Okay. Well, first of all, yes, my sister was a prosecutor for 26 years in the office. She actually left the office about 6 months ago for other endeavors. But yeah, she was a prosecutor in this office as well. I grew up in a ballet company, Metropolitan Ballet of St. Louis. I went on after that, danced on a cruise ship. My twin sister and I also danced for Siegfried and Roy in Las Vegas. And we were part of Team Fredbird during law school, where we used the big slingshots to shoot the T-shirts into the crowd, which was such a wonderful job when you love baseball. But I was raised by my parents, who always felt very strongly about helping others. My mom is the executive director of the Men's Group Against Cancer, and my parents have always inspired my sister and I to make a difference. And after my dancing career, I went to law school with the goal of becoming a prosecutor, specifically focusing on victim crime, sexual assault, and child abuse, which I've had the opportunity to do. And now I'm just so greatly and honored to have this seat in the office.
I have to ask you, though, those experiences with performing and dance, how does that help you in the courtroom? Do you feel like you had a leg up on confidence being in front of people?
I've never thought about it that way. One of my victim advocates always tells me I stood in fifth position, ballet position, during closing arguments, but I never noticed that. So I hope that all my life experiences have given me the confidence and the skills for this, but I really don't know. I hope so.
Well, we appreciate you spending time with us this morning, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well. That is Melissa Price-Smith. She is the new St. Louis County prosecuting attorney joining us this morning here on KMOX.